the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about kids and music. Most kids love music from the time they're little, but we can tell you from experience that as kids get older, it's tough to find music with lyrics you don't mind your kids listening to.
And since parents are the ones driving kids around, our music quickly becomes their music, and they'll learn the lyrics to whatever you're listening to. So if you're jamming out to Justin Timberlake, don't be surprised when your three-year-old starts singing about bringing sexy back. That can be embarrassing when they start singing lyrics like that in preschool or church.
Yes. So it's important to choose your radio station or your CD wisely because your kids will pick up on the words, even if they're not exactly sure what those words mean yet. And as they get older, you want to make sure that the music you listen to or your kids listen to doesn't have messages in it that are degrading for women or that glamorize violence. Remember that whole garbage in, garbage out philosophy. The things we feed into our minds really do have an impact.
At some point, kids start listening to stuff that their parents don't listen to because suddenly everything their parents do is lame, right? That's normal. But as parents, we need to know what music our kids like. So check out the songs they have on their phones or iPods and do your research. Either listen to the songs or go to a parent review site like commonsensemedia.com and read about those songs to see if the content is really appropriate for your kids' age.
We'll put a link to that site on our homepage at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.